So another important question, Angelo, is what's after a CDK inhibitor? We asked the audience a situation of a patient who developed, as we were talking about before, metastatic disease while on adjuvant anastrozole, who then got palbociclib, but responded, but then a year later had disease progression. And it looks like the audience is a little bit split between using fulvestrant everolimus, or exemestane everolimus. When we asked you all, we saw a lot of fulvestrant everolimus. Angelo, you put exemestane everolimus. Can you talk about, in general, how you manage these patients?
Actually, the data that we have, unfortunately, in this particular setting are not really robust. We got data coming from PALOMA-1 and PALOMA-2 suggesting that basically whatever you use after progression to CDK4/6 inhibitors, you have to expect a median time to progression of about 4 or 5 months. That is not exceptional. I think there is still a lot of room for improvement in this particular area. We saw data presented from PALOMA-3 trial suggesting actually there is a very tiny cohort of patients, about 5%, carrying RB mutation at the time of progression to a CDK4/6 inhibitor. Probably these are patients where, in my opinion, it's going to be hard to continue endocrine therapy because probably these are patients who have now tumors which are quite endocrine resistant. That's my hypothesis. That's my belief. Other than that, actually, the other mutations that have been observed in PALOMA-3 in patients progressing on palbociclib do not strongly support one treatment over the other. So I think this is a situation in which the clinical sense is still playing a key role. If you have a patient who is progressing rapidly, I would probably go with chemotherapy. Otherwise, if I have a patient who has been stabilized for a quite long time with the combination of palbociclib and endocrine therapy, I would probably continue with either fulvestrant alone or combination of endocrine therapy plus everolimus.
So one final issue, which is patients with CNS disease. And George, we asked this situation to the audience in general. Do you have any preference for a CDK inhibitor in a patient who has CNS disease? How would you answer that question?
I also chose abemaciclib here, and not because I had run the study, but because abemaciclib actually has pretty good CNS penetration compared to the other two agents.